Let me give you one other interesting theory here, too. Remember how I talked about the earthquake in Los Angeles specifically? And all the way back in 1994 from the Vajra Chronicles, I said that, and when I predicted the Northridge earthquake originally, and I predicted that 8 months in advance all the way through 93 up to when it happened in 94, I said there were going to be two major earthquakes in Southern California. The first one would be in 1994, and the second major earthquake in SoCal would not happen until approximately 2010. I also talked about how there would be some kind of major international event that was occurring around Los Angeles at that time, which I interpreted to be the Olympics. And remember the show, I think, that I talked about possibly that if Los Angeles didn't get it, that remember, the, I think it was the day England got the Olympics, and there were all those bombings in England?
Yes.
On that particular day?
Yes, same day, I think.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I mean, all I can tell you from what I see of the L.A. earthquake, that I keep getting 2010, but I see some changes in Los Angeles. The quake itself actually happens in the Santa Monica Bay and seems to create like a tsunami-like wave that then washes into the basin area of Los Angeles, which is what causes a great deal of the damage.
All right.
I also see from downtown Los Angeles going north on the 110, there's that big high-rise where they jump the bus for that movie Speed. And then as you're moving along that, and you have USC on the one side, and then you've got the Staples Center on the other side, and then you've got the downtown area, I kept seeing that just to the left of downtown, that there's some kind of brand new structure. It looks like a huge, like a space needle or a tower, a pillar, that actually has an angel on the top of it with a glowing sword, and that this was being built for some kind of major international event that was coming to Los Angeles, which I interpreted as being maybe the Olympics in 2012, until England got the Olympics. Well, now, here's the news on that. The next World Cup is supposed to be held in South Africa, and the South Africans have done absolutely nothing. I mean, they don't have a stadium. They haven't put one brick on top of another. I mean, they've got absolutely zippo, nothing, zero. And the World Cup committee is now saying that unless they can prove by next year that they can actually host a world-class event like the World Cup soccer match, that they are going to move the World Cup to Los Angeles in 2010.
Now, that's interesting.
So this may be this world event that I keep seeing. Once again, when I get the visions, they, you know, they go in one end and, of course, get digested and come out kind of in a different form at the other, so to speak. But it's, once again, the 2010 quake that I see has this tower, this angel tower that seems to be built to just to the west of downtown L.A., and there's some kind of massive international event with flags and a lot of pomp and circumstance and many, many people coming in from other countries at that time when the quake happened. So I think I think now that instead of the Olympics, because actually Los Angeles is a candidate in 2016 now for the Olympics, or the Olympics being moved from England, it's probably more likely that we actually see the World Cup actually happened here in Los Angeles at the same time we have the next major 7-plus earthquake. And the biggest thing about this quake that's unusual is that not only is there this wave that comes in that seems to happen in the bay that splashes in, but the earthquake itself then creates a huge series of fires on both sides of the Santa Monica Mountains, both in the valley and in Los Angeles. So we've got about 4 years before.
So this is going to be a big one, though.
This is the big one that everybody's expecting, yes.